Hey Steepies, Crystal with the K here, and we are thrilled to report that an old classic is returning to the nightly annual Feast of the Seven, powered by Westminster Oyster Crackers. The classic fireworks spectacular, Dream It to Now, will be returning next month, which we have all been demanding since it was replaced last April by Bedazzlement, a fireworks experience. Ugh. Lastly, if you're headed out to do battle with Jolt Frimpin, the savior and redeemer god lizard of ephemera, you might want to take a pain check. Sadly, Jolt Frimpin is down for maintenance for the first time in, well, at least as long as we can remember. Sadly, if you were hoping to cap off an upcoming visit by losing a limb to Jolty, we hope you never know when to stop dreaming.
That's true. The greater danger is hesitation. Yes. I will add one more half teaspoon of cumin, Schnookles. Thank you, Schnookles. I should listen to your culinary acumen more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase.
I have really missed Schnookles.
I have to admit, I thought Schnookles died.
And I always forget that he's a Michelin-starred chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You also don't know if Schnookles is a he or a she, Travis.
That's true.
Oh, my God, you're right, Dad. Thank you.
We actually don't know if Schnookles exists.
Wow.
Oh, I just assumed that Schnookles was ratatouilleing the creaky man. Okay.
Raccooning, you mean?
Raccooning.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good that the best movie of the year has the word raccoon.
Has the world's best joke, the best joke in the history of humans.
Yeah, so let's make
sometimes
some of our
I
own.
Just think about raccoon while I'm doing other stuff, and it lifts me up when I need it.
It's the best. So to catch you up, because it's honestly been a little while since we recorded. We had to preload a lot of these due to travel and cruising and whatnot. We have just taken the heart scale from Jolt Frimpin.
Yep.
And we are about to return it to Dave Ballista, who is the weapons designer who asked for it in the first place. I'm assuming, unless you all have other business to attend to, we can start there.
Is this payoff?
This is payoff. In addition to the, like, helping you to score some big firepower. It was all left a little general. Mm-hmm. He was also offering 4 coin.
Okay.
To you for this. So
we need to start spending our coin more.
I have zero coin, Travis. I've been spending mine left and right.
Oh. Well, you did also just spend 8, if you'll remember, to
increase our tier.
Increase your tier.
Yeah, we're actually.
Is that a group decision?
We're a little low.
Yeah, man.
We're not exactly liquid at the moment. It's a big issue.
So the opposite of what you said, Trav.
Oh, okay.
Is actually the case. Well, you need to start scrimping and saving.
I have 4 coin in my bag.
I'm accusing Travis of embezzling from the, let's do this in character if this is how it's going to be. Wait a minute.
No, wait, sorry. This is me making sure that we removed coin when we spent it.
Yeah.
Yes, our crew sheet is completely empty.
Yeah.
Is it? Because I'm looking at it and we have 4 coin.
Well, this is fun. Hold on. Let's sort this out.
Yeah, there's 4.
Okay.
So I see 4 on the crew sheet, Griff.
Oh, yeah, well,
I thought we spent the money when they gave it to us, and we said instead of giving us
that's
that
what
money,
happened. You already had some in the bank,
right? Okay,
and you got a big.
We
payday.
Didn't spend 8 of our coin. We just basically took the 8 coin we got from that last job. And
I do think we need to. I don't think we actually physically increased your tier, right?
No, I don't think we did either.
So you need to increase the tier and lower the rep.
No, we did. We did. We're tier 1 now. We were tier 0.
Yeah, we were.
Tier 1, I just bubbled in 1-1.
Oh, okay. I didn't see you do that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I know what's happened here. No, this is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is right.
We got it.
But tier 1 wasn't bubbled in. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we should have no rep, right? You used all the rep to level up?
No, we had 1 rollover.
Okay, perfect. Then we're all set.
I can't think of anything I need to do after slaying Jill Frimpin. Then
I need to go to the bathroom.
Get paid for it.
Okay, you need to get. Wait, does human being Travis McElroy?
No,
need to
no. I went. I did that before we started. But
congratulations,
Beef, thank you. Beef had a big.
We don't need to actually. We don't. You can just.
No,
say
I'm just trying to. I think of trying to think of a fun drink that they would have in Ephemera. You know what I mean?
Way.
Like it would be, let's see, like Sparkleberry Soda, right? He had a big Sparkleberry Soda, which is just, by the way, it's just cherry Sprite.
Did you guys listen to the intro that had a bunch of menu items at Bumbershoots?
Yes.
No.
Thank you, Dad. We had, I just want, just in case you, this is just for you guys, because presumably everybody else listened to it, but we had, onion petals to the metal.
Oh, nice. God.
Hurley fries.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Angel food cake.
Amazing.
Paloma's pavlova.
Oh, Justin.
Void fish and chips.
Oh, yes.
Man.
Beef Ross Wellington.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they just added, and you could add to your onion petals to the metal berry blue cheese crumbles.
These are great jokes.
Oh, don't say
really like, good jokes. It's been 14 days since I wrote these jokes, so I can laugh at them. You know,
that's
don't
it.
Forget
that's
gay sashimi.
Oh,
it's not a that. This is a
that would be a wild
a
thing
space.
For them to have. That would be like that would be. I don't even think the Cheesecake Factory is bold and brave enough to have sashimi on the menu.
I almost asked Dad for help on these, and I could my email. I was worried would come back full. Like I would just come back, my email be steaming from. Okay, I'm on book 6, Justin. I'm at 700 food puns. The thing that's tricky about this that always trips me up is like payoff is usually kind of tied to entanglement.
Yeah,
and like. So I don't know, but we'll get that. You know what? Let's just take it one step at a time. You are getting 4 coin from this job. You're going to earn 2 rep by default, and the target was a higher tier than you.
Hell
so
yeah!
So we're gonna give you 3 rep.
Hell yeah! That's awesome.
Are you doing that, J-Man?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Our
it.
Bank is full Correct. For our little outfit here. So why don't you guys each take 1 and I'll take 2?
Well, my pockets are full.
Your pockets are full?
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. Dude, our pants jingle jangle around as we walk around. Yeah.
To be fair, Griff, you're walk around buying imaginary dire wolves. So like
it's only imaginary to us. It's very, very real to Montrose. Okay. Dad, do you have room in your pockets?
Now, is that on the crew sheet or in my personal sheet?
In your personal
in your
sheet,
personal
where our
pants.
Crew bank is full.
Check your personal pants.
No, I got. If that's is that stash or coin?
Now you can stash them, right?
Ooh,
that's
a great. I think you have to like upgrade
upon crew advance. Upon crew advance, each PC gets stash, which equals your tier plus 2.
3.
Does that mean we get money or we get? The capacity to hold money.
It's got to be the.
Do you have the? Can you text John?
I can't text.
My stash.
Oh, no, yeah. You can put coins in your character's stash to improve their lifestyle and circumstances when they retire. So you can stash money, but then you can't spend it again.
It's not like a savings account.
It's not like a savings account.
All right, I've got
If you want to pull coin out of your stash, you may do so at a cost. Your character sells off some of their assets and investment in order to get some quick cash. For every 2 stash removed, you get 1 coin in cash.
Okay, I'm gonna stash 2 then.
I'm going to stash 2 as well.
That's cool. That's a fun mechanic.
So then I have room to take 1 more from the 4. Perfect.
So y'all take 1.
Okay.
And start getting a little spendier, you know?
Hey, man.
I'll take 2. Can't take it with you. Okay. Not even real to begin with.
Okay.
Can't even have it.
Can't even have it. Don't have it. You know what I mean? Yeah. In a sense.
You cannot obtain it.
Like unobtainium.
Exactly.
So you got that. Heat. You are going to take some heat from this.
And we fucked that dragon up.
You fucked that dragon up and everybody saw.
Everybody does, though.
Yeah, this is designed to be
fucked up.
I was pretty clear in my description that you guys have fucked it in a way that it is not intended to be fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. How should you fuck a dragon? That's one of my favorite movies, by the way. How to fuck your
dragon. I'm going to call it. You know what, though? I will say it's not that bad. I'm going to give you 2 heat. Not a big deal.
Okay. Do you want me to add it?
No, I got it. Just added it. 2 heat. You have a 1 level 1 right now. Okay. Here's the deal. This is just me talking to you guys. This is just us.
Oh, just friends?
Just us talking.
Okay.
Before we go back.
This is just talking.
When you guys go back, the structure thus far has usually been minor quest unlocks major quest.
Right.
I was thinking about it. I've been thinking about it since last time I recorded. I don't know that you guys have a clear path right now to what you need to do. So you are going to – don't look in this next bit with Dave Ballista. Don't look for, like, him to
– I think we just get a voucher that we can spend on a bodacious flashback in the future, right? Like, we don't
– That's a real – yeah, that's a – maybe it's like we MacGuffin it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the reason I'm saying this is I don't know what comes next for you all.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this scene, but don't be looking for it to culminate in like, and here's the bazooka.
No, I think I think after this scene, I think we got to go do some more legwork.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. So just get a gift card from Dave.
There you go.
And just
a briefcase that shines a golden light.
And Buster.
Oh, it's really good, Dad. God, it's good. He's so good.
I am on today.
Okay.
All right, fellas, did you get it?
Yeah.
Let me take a look. Oh yeah.
It came at a great and terrible cost. My friend here broke his electricity stick.
And I'm winded. I'm winded.
This guy really got the wind knocked out of him pretty bad.
Would you like me to take a look at your stick there, see what I can do?
Oh, no, these are a dime a dozen.
Oh, weird, okay. That seems narratively less interesting.
Yeah, he could have put some sort of gun on your old thing.
Yeah, and it seemed like he was going to fix it. And you were real torn up about it.
What would it cost?
I'd do it for a suite.
All right, you know what? I broke it. So I bought it. Yeah, I'll give you.
You bought it.
I'll give. Yeah, I just said that, guys. I'll give you a suite to fix my friend's.
It's what I always say.
Oh boy. Okay, I'll give you a suite. Right. You fix my friend's stick.
Let me roll a die. Let me see how it goes.
Wait, hold on. I paid for it.
Hold on.
Wait. Yeah. I know. But Dave, what would it cost to improve it, as well as fix it?
What does improving it look like to you? What do you want me to try to do?
Have more of a capacity to absorb electricity.
Oh yeah. Oh, I can see that.
Maybe
kind of
put some capacitors on it.
Capacitors. That's
flux,
for sure.
Maybe a flux capacitor, perhaps.
What did you just say?
I
Are you telling me that you have seen the movie Back to the Future?
No. No, I knew a gentleman named Ernest Fluck. And he invented a capacitor that...
okay. This is a lot of fun. You know, for two sweets, I'll improve it. Or I will make an attempt to improve it.
I will kick in an extra sweet then.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Hey, Dave, okay. If you fail to improve it on your roll, do we get our sweets back?
Oh, that would be, you'll get half your sweets back.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
My half.
All right.
We're going to roll. I think I'm really good at this. So I'm going to roll 3d6. Feels good.
Oh my God. Oh my God, David. David. David.
Oh my God, David.
I rolled a 1 and a 2 and a 3.
So all together.
So yeah.
So a 6. Yeah.
Dave Valisa hands you a sack. And it's kind of jangling.
He's like, this is, you know what? I'm only going to charge you 1 sweet for this.
You know what's fun there, Dave? If I may, you offered to fix it. Yeah, clearly didn't know how to. Got yourself asleep for doing
I would
fuck
say it
all.
Was unclear. I think it was unclear whether I knew how to fix it because there was a good
Then why did you I offer? Did.
There was a good chance I did know how to fix it. I'm just trying.
He is a proud man. Too proud.
I could try to fix it again.
How much will that cost us?
And I will get, well, I'll tell you what. I can try to fix it again for another sweep. I won't. No, listen, I gave you 1 sweet back, so you won't be worse for it. And I'll have 1 extra die because I understand it better now.
So, Dave, just to be clear, I paid you a sweet to not fix it. And now you're like, but I got some good practice.
You paid me 2 sweets to fix and improve it. I did neither, and you lost 1 of those sweets.
Okay, Dave, I think you can see what the problem is that exchange has been.
It's fortune. It's not up to me. So do you want me
that
to
is
try
now,
again?
If I took my cell phone, Dave, to a shop, and they're like, yeah, couldn't fix it, man, I still charge you because, bad luck.
Now, I'll tell you
okay,
what.
So I am going to, okay, hi, Justin here. I explained exactly what would happen.
Sure.
this out for you in excruciating detail. I said, if it didn't work, I will give you 1 sweep back. Yeah. I was very clear.
I guess
about
I just
it.
Didn't expect you to roll a 1, a 2, and a 3.
Hey, neither did Dave, but that's fortune.
Yeah, it's fortune for you, man.
This may be the sunk cost fallacy talking, but I want to see this thing pay off. So I
agree.
Will chip in that last sweep.
So for 1, I'll try to get it back to its usual state.
Sounds good. Oh, okay. Wait, to its usual state?
Yeah, well, okay, so you've already got,
Oh, well, then I take my sweet. I thought you were going to put some sort of cool.
Oh, so you're going to kick it. If you give me 2.
No, we've played this game, but this is your racket.
But I'm better at it now.
And it's a good one. It's a good racket, but you got
to
wake up.
Okay, 1 sweet, I'll try to fix it. That roll didn't count. 1 sweet, I'll try to fix it.
I don't want to pay. Dad just said he has 1,000,000 of these things.
Okay, I mean, I thought we decided narratively that wasn't very... Okay, I'll tell you what. Give me 1 sweet. I'll put the capacitor on. I feel like I wasted a lot of your guys' time. And I have this weird feeling that I've wasted a lot of other people's time, too.
I slap a sweet down on the counter.
You guys ever get that sense? Like, you just wasted tens of thousands of people's times? No?
Almost never.
Okay. Okay. All right. Give me that sweet.
Slap it down on the cheek.
Bites it. Ah, good. Good sweet. Here it comes. Damn.
You are kidding me, David.
4-2-3-2. Okay. Okay. Here's the deal.
That one's, you know what? Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Okay, here's the deal. It's not improved, but it is back to how it looked before.
Great.
But he had to use a bunch of pieces that have a really embarrassing desert camo print on it.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So it's back to its usual state, but it's got a really, really embarrassing, like, kind of scuffed up, messed up desert eagle, desert camouflage print all over it.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking good. Well worth it.
Well, I did my best, guys. Looking good. Looking good.
Perfect.
And I can't believe I just made back 2 of the sweets.
Unbelievable.
That I gave you.
And I also think you should include the capacitor.
Let's
you
not.
You want to take another crack
at it? I don't know. Well, I think you should give me the capacitor for what we've invested in this.
No, it's not the way dice works. I'm sorry. So what, can I ask you guys before, I mean, I told you I could get you access to some pretty high level stuff.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, what are you guys trying to do?
Well, you see, they are.
Why don't you guys huddle for a second?
May we huddle?
Huddle away. That's why I call it Dave Ballistas and Huddles.
That seems sarcastic, Dave. Now, you, when this started, you did some like wink, wink, nod, nod, secret handshakey business with Dave. Yeah. Is he cool?
Oh, he's cool in a sort of fictional sense.
Got it.
He's not buttercream cool.
Okay, then how about we go with like we're planning a coup on the ruler of the thing, and we're gonna free.
Yeah, no, I was gonna make up a fantastical story. I thought I.
You weren't going to say, like, we're stealing the spire.
No. Hey, Beef. We may need to have a second aside later on.
Should we huddle within this huddle?
Let's do a private. Okay, Emmerich, you stay right there. We have to have a side huddle. I am deeply insulted, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Okay, back to the main huddle.
Okay.
All right. No, we got this. Huddle over. They, there's rumors. In the wind, breezes of rumors that they are going to be beta testing a new Jelt Frimpin. It's going to have, like, these crystals that you gotta blow up, or else his health just keeps on coming back.
That's weird. They just redid Jelt Frimpin with all the different.
This is Jelt Frimpin's brother, and he's gonna live next door to Jelt Frimpin, and his cave.
Frel Jimpin.
That's not it.
No.
I think it was.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, they wouldn't.
Okay.
They wouldn't.
Even hearing this information the first time, I'm pretty sure that's not it.
They wouldn't make a joke of Jelt Frimpin's awesome name. It's
the
sacrilege.
Twins?
Yes. Anyway, they got these crystals, but then also we got to fuck up the dragon, too. So we also got to sneak in there. Honestly, it's going to be a sort of multidisciplinary adventure.
Okay. Well, that sounds wild, honestly. There's going to be
spanking?
Spanking is part of this, or what
possibly.
Is this saying?
There's rumors in the wind.
Huh. All right. Some heavy artillery. Okay. Well, I'll start tinkering around. And you all kind of just check back in, and I'll see what I can't cook up for you.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Do you see my wristband here? This my Give a Ghost projector.
Yeah, it's cool.
What would it cost for you to do the whole Eagle camo
so
thing?
Listen,
okay, you want to? Yeah, the negative two.
That was a bad outcome, Dad. We don't want.
I don't. Yeah, this is a wild thing to ask Dave. Believe.
What? Although this, it does sound like Dave just said he'll pay you two sweets if you let him put Desert Eagle like shit on your.
I'll tell you what. You let me put my logo and phone number on there.
All right, guys, what do you...
So it seems to me the two things we need information on, right, is
anything
about
the job.
Okay. Well, specifically, though, like the fireworks big special display thing, right?
And let's move you guys to the... Let's move you guys to a room in the buttercream.
Okay.
Let's take a second down there.
Yeah, are we doing downtime?
Oh, can we go to the Futures U?
Yeah, let's take you to the Futures U. They're installing, and based on what you guys have done and seen and know so far, you roll out onto a table a map.
Oh, I love this.
Did that work, what I just did?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it worked. It worked on a few levels, man.
It got me, bud.
I'm
creatively rock hard.
So what the boys are looking at, and dear listener, I'm about to describe to you, is a blueprint of Gallspire, an overhead shot. In the center, we see the tower itself as it spirals into the sky. It's surrounded in a moat that is unbroken except for on its right side, kind of making a large C. That right side has a stone bridge across it in the upper left-hand corner.
We see the fireworks barge. And to the right is the right lower corner. That's the ferry shack with the line, the wire that goes from the ferry shack down to or over to Galspire.
Okay.
That is really good, Justin.
Hey, Justin, thanks. You're doing a great job.
Warning on it.
Yeah, it shows. It really works. Now here, so it seems to me, right? And feel free to disagree, but we need to do something with the fireworks to create a big distraction, and then we can use the vantage point of the ferry shack to launch whatever heavy artillery we have to try to destroy the crystals that are projecting the Galspire.
Right. We are at an information deficit right now. This map kicks ass.
Real quick, just to clarify something. You have learned to this point, so I'm not revealing anything. You don't destroy prisms. You damage the projection enough that the prism shuts down. That's what happened with the van.
Well, then let me answer that in character.
Clean sweep.
Because we could try to just shut down, but then we would have to get in there and get the crystals, right? Yes. So that they can't relaunch it. But then we're on site. If we can destroy them completely from a distance, that's a clean getaway, man.
No. You can't. These are works of art. These are not only works of art, but these are resources that we could use to further the development of our plans. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Leonardo da Vinci level accomplishment here. Please, Beef, we can't destroy these.
I would also mention that part of your deal with Kenshel is that
we would get them.
You would steal it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get to brass tacks, because frankly, fellas, I think that is where we are at on this mission.
Real quick, sorry, again, to keep interrupting. Not that it's me shutting you down, Trav. I mean,
If that is information, like, I don't feel shut down. I feel disgust. Discussion, right? This is a discussion about.
Okay.
I don't feel disgust.
I feel disgust.
I feel disgust.
The only other thing I'll say as you're having this conversation is I have left, there are many leads for you in Ephemera. There could be other leads that you would like to explore that could be generated by Montrose's knowledge of the lair or whatever. I don't think you're going to be able to stare at these pieces enough to where it's like, oh, there's our answer.
Sure.
So,
there's our answer.
Other leads that you might want to explore within Ephemera.
Then what is our timetable? This event happens every night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. Yes.
Okay. All right, then. I have an idea. Let me pitch something. What if we encouraged an uprising in Ephemera to the point where there would be some kind of big, push on the Galspire and, we're going to take it and free ourselves from the rule of these people who are, embezzling money and fake rulers and all this stuff. And we use that as cover to do everything.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, I don't think so.
I take a few steps away from Beef, like, I do not want to be standing near you when the Seven strike you down for the terrible things you have said here today.
Okay, Montrose, it's not... bud. Okay, so I love your commitment to character and to the role-playing and all that stuff, but, like, we're here to do a job, bud. Like, we need to use everything we can.
Believe me, I know, but I also do know that the Grand Duke Dubrook has a long memory, and we do not want to get on his bad side, so terrible is his might.
Oh, but once we are seen, like, if we steal the Galspire, I don't know if we'll be able to, like, come back here for a while.
Well, if we steal the Galspire and our identities are compromised, we're not going to be stepping foot anywhere that's not a jail cell for a long, long while. This, let me say this, fellas. This one here, this is not going to be our traditional smash and grab whilst coated in chocolate sort of caper.
That was once. That was
once. This is going to have to be a real smooth one, or we will be jailed or murdered.
All right. Well, let me ask you, Emmerich. You're the projection expert, the hard light expert. Is there a way to shut all this down, right? Shut down the projection without... Because up to this point, I think most of our projection shutting down expertise has been shooting it with a big gun or destroying it in some way, right? Can you bring down this tower without that?
Well, in theory, there should be a way to contain the prism. We're talking light. So in theory, there should be a way to put the prism in some kind of container that would prevent it from broadcasting, from creating the hard light projection. But to do what you're talking about, it would take all three of us, because these prisms that they're using, we've heard, are the size of a soccer ball, correct?
Yeah.
They would have to be spaced out equally within the structure itself, so they're not going to be right next to each other.
This is an excellent point. We got to do all three of these at the same time, because I do not know it will have the dramatic effect if, like, one side of the gall spire just starts flickering or whatever.
So what we need to do, right, what the information we need to gather right now is see if we can figure out where in the gall spire they are projecting from.
I propose this. This plan, no matter what shape it takes, is going to require a means of entry, a means of stealing, and a means of exit. Let's split up today. Let's go do a little legwork. I'll go see if I can nose around in the underworkings of the gall spire, see if I can't find a way up to that ferry shack. Emmerich, you can go look for the projectors, see if you can find anything there, and then Beef, you can, find us a way out. Carrying three probably heavy soccer ball sized crystals.
Okay, yeah. As long as we stay in communication with our earpieces and stuff and try not to get in trouble, which, you know, big ask, but I think we can do it. Try not to punch any, you know, people working like hotel clerks or whatever.
Who are you saying that to?
Myself. I love this plan. Hey, a couple of quick announcements too before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there, or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
With Max Fun Drive in the books, we'd like to welcome our new members and say thanks to everyone who's supported us over the years. Welcome. Thanks. And now, on to the sticker sale. A lot of this year's drive gifts and live streams focused on food. We love how food can bring communities together, but not everyone has access to the food they need. So we'll split the proceeds from our sticker sale among 5 U.S. food banks in areas disproportionately affected by poverty. The sale ends Friday, April 14th. Members at the $10 monthly level and above can purchase any stickers they'd like. There's also a special Max Fun sticker featuring Nutsy the Squirrel that all members can purchase. For more info, head to MaximumFun.org/stickersale. And thanks again for your support.
Her Majesty served Great Britain and the Commonwealth loyally for over 70 years. And while, of course, we feel a profound sadness, we must remember she lived a long life and died in such a way that I think many of us would want for ourselves. She was at home, surrounded by her family. And, of course, She was listening to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast. The Beef and Dairy Network podcast is a multi-award-winning comedy podcast, and you can find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Montrose, what are you attempting to do? Let's start with you, Montrose.
So, it seems like things that would be helpful for us is, like, either doing a little social engineering or something to get, to, like, figure out the...
So, Montrose, what are you attempting to do? Let's start with you, Montrose.
So, it seems like things that would be helpful for us is, like... either doing a little social engineering or something to get to like figure out the underground sort of system under the Gaul Spire, right? You mentioned that there seemed to be some sort of way up to the fairy shack that was not climbing up the hill, which to me suggests like access tunnels and things like that.
Yeah, we found a door, right? But we couldn't
get into it, right? Didn't have the right clearance. So I would like options for how we like get in and around this job that would be as covert as possible. So that's what I'm hoping to accomplish.
Okay. And then what about you, Beef?
I am going to go, I think, scout the grounds around the Gaul Spire itself. Specifically, I think, to gather information about the feast or the fireworks or both.
Okay. And you, Emmerich.
I would assume that there are people, technicians, scientists. This would take quite a commitment of manpower to not only create this, but maintain it. So I think he's going to look into the local scientists and inventors union and see if perhaps he can... talk to people and find out more about the creation. That would be the International Brotherhood of Scientists and Technicians. So IBOST.
IBS.
He's going to find IBOST, Local 2626. And he's going to go talk to, you know, nose around a little bit and, and see if he can make some connections.
Okay, perfect. Let's start with you, Montrose. You realize that the best way for you to, by the way, if you guys can, I have a good idea for Montrose first. If you can think about, I'm trying to accomplish these in downtime. So if you can fold it into some sort of vice or any other of your usual, acquiring an asset is another downtime activity. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Training. I'm stressed as shit. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, we want to try to accomplish all these at once. But, Montrose, you're exploring the buttercream directly below Ephemera because you realize that that's probably your best place to start.
Sure.
And you are wandering through the inner workings. You've strayed a little bit far from where people have inhabited in this particular iteration of the buttercream. You find yourself in a long, long hallway that's lit just by a single bulb hanging from a cord. And then all of a sudden you hear a whoosh, psst, the bulb shatters and you're left in the darkness and you feel yourself brusquely pressed up against the wall.
I didn't think I'd run into you again so soon.
Oh my god.
It's deep dark.
No, I know. No one else sounds like that. Because why would they? Because it hurts.
How's your training going?
I'll be honest with you. Well, you know, I was going to say I've been slacking, but I did use a big gun to blow up a dragon. So I actually probably pretty good.
You see him, you don't see him. It's very dark.
Yeah, sure.
You hear him rear back and attempt to punch you in the stomach.
Oh. No, I won't. I don't want him to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you tell him.
Give me a finesse roll.
Is this desperate?
No, it's not desperate, but it is risky.
Okay. 215, mixed success.
Five, yeah. His hand smashes into the wall behind you as you dart out of the way.
Really good.
Hey,
this is really good.
Don't do that.
I was trying to.
No, I know what you were trying to do, but don't do that.
It's really good, though.
That's not the kind of dynamic I want with us, Deep Talk, okay?
So I hear you're exploring the underground, trying to find a way in.
Who did you hear that from?
I was outside the room.
Deep Talk.
Where you are, we're talking.
Don't do that. That
I have ears everywhere.
I'm deeply uncomfortable. Okay, Deep Dark. Yes, I'm looking for, secrets.
You want a clean way in?
Jesus.
Have you considered using a skyhook? It's where you fly in on a plane, and then a parachute out, and then a different plane picks up your... Do you know about a skyhook?
It doesn't sound physically... You would break your spine instantly when that hook grabbed you. There is no way that would be survivable.
I was hoping you had one, because I've always wanted to try it.
Okay. No, we need to be much, much quieter than that, Deep Doc.
The cover of night is my greatest friend.
Yeah, we weren't going to do this one in the daytime, Deep Doc.
Okay, so Deep Doc understands... the underworld, mm-hmm. the inner workings. Deep Dark can help you to find the entrances that you're looking for. What you would need to do if you're interested in this path is acquire him as an asset. He would be an asset for you to help you figure out a way in and a way out.
Okay.
So you would want to if you want this,
I do.
You would. Roll the tier, and this is how much you're going to roll your tier. So you'll roll one
to see his quality.
Exactly.
Okay. I know there's a way to do this. Actually,
you can spend coin to raise the result of this roll.
Sure, but I won't need to because this is going to be a fucking slam dunk.
And it looks like you could. And this is a case where you can spend coin. Afterwards.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay. Here we go. Six. Right now. Look at that, baby. That's a six.
Oh my god.
It just happened. It's the secret, gang.
You just gotta say it.
You just gotta say it.
And then you did do it.
And then there's
amazing. I had no idea.
15% chance that it's gonna come true for you. That's a secret.
That's amazing.
I had no
That's
idea you could do that. Guys. That's incredible.
Cool. Yeah, he's good. Unsurprisingly, Deep Dark. Let me say this. I have a contentious relationship with Deep Dark. I don't like somebody out there who knows more than I do. But I'm a fan of his expertise here, and I will leverage it.
So, here's the deal. Me and Infinite Jesse the Spectra Fairy used to be a thing. So, I know the door that she uses to access her.
Can I just say, I knew it.
Yeah, called it. For sure.
What?
That they used to be a thing. We've talked about it. We've talked about it in all of the forums and chat rooms and stuff.
For six, I also think Deep Dark knows an access tunnel up into the let's call it an access tunnel to the public main foyer into Galspire. It will get you in, but not into where you need to be.
Okay.
For the prisms. So you have at your behest.
That sounds
now.
Like a more useful exit than, we could get into this public celebration at the Galspire, but we need quick ways out, and that seems like that would be pretty helpful for that.
Okay.
Cool. I still have one action, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need to reduce some fucking stress. Because I'm at one away from full. So I would like to do that.
Okay.
Can we just be back at the future as you? And I'm installing. Yeah. I'm installing the dog.
Maybe you did it in a different order.
Maybe this happened before.
Boy, I hope I don't see Deep Doc today.
Yeah, I'm having Girth, the Direhound robot, installed. Because the family needs a dog.
Well, Timothy, it's like you always wanted a pup of your own to throw a frisbee disc around with, or go digging around for worms.
Gee, thanks, Montrose. I really appreciate it.
Is that how he sounds?
You all right, Timothy?
Uh-huh, because we fixed him, remember?
Oh, right.
You all fixed him up.
And that was how he sounds fixed?
Yeah.
That's how he sounds fixed. You haven't heard him since he sounds
Timothy,
fixed.
It is good to hear you back to your old self, my friend.
Thanks. I really appreciate being able to think.
I hope you don't mind that we've made some changes around the place, a little modernization.
I can't believe you got me a dog.
Yes. Now, this dog is a wild one.
I'm no dog. I am the direwolf. Girth, one of the four horny guys.
This is a child, Girth.
That's just the name of it. I didn't pick it.
All right. Timothy, I apologize. I did not know he would speak like a human tongue. Is that still okay?
Yeah, I think it's, it'd be nice to have a friend. Sometimes Dad closes his eyes for days, weeks at a time.
Well, your dad works very hard. You gotta let him rest when he needs
That's
it.
What he says.
Yep.
And Mom's just the top half, sticking out of the kitchen counter.
Yes, that is, it is, there is exactly one angle through which, one very specific lens through which your family is not a sort of cruel joke of humanity.
Did you guys want some carrot slices?
Nah, Mom, we're good. Thank you.
They still haven't fixed your voice quite right.
I like it better this way.
Me too.
More assertive.
People are fucking listening.
The curse? Okay, I'm going to just go back to the gears and gizmos, maybe push a few levers in a few directions. This is supposed to be a family-friendly attraction.
People are flipping listening.
That's better.
Okay, I'm going to roll my, is it lowest stat? Oh, they're all two now, so it doesn't matter. No bonus dice. 3 and a 4. So it's -4. I can pay one to roll again. I'm going to use my last coin here to roll again. Because wow, I still have good. 4 stress. That's a lot. Hopefully I don't overindulge. I did not. I got the exact same result, 3-4. So I am 0 stress.
Nice job.
Love to see it.
We love to see it. Let's Mac or Trav. Do you have some idea what you want to do?
Yes, I do. Trav,
go
unless you want to go.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's my plan. Emmerich is going to go to one of the meeting rooms at Bumbershoots because he had noticed a sign that said, meeting of the Kiwanis, this is where the Rotary meets, those kind of things. And he goes to the meeting room where the local 2626, the International Brotherhood of Scientists and Technicians hang out.
Mm.
And he goes to this room. It's the Star Blaster room because there's no place to sit except on Davenport's.
Sure. Why not?
So he kind of goes in, and here's his purpose. He's hoping to solicit some extra work because, as you remember, his vice is overworking. Right? That's where he gets his pleasure is working. So
yeah,
he's hoping that he can pick up some extra work. On which he figures, since there is very little hard light in Ephemera, that if he picks up some hard light work, it would be on the spire.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, fellas, settle down. Settle down. I take a seat there. All right. Welcome to the, what is this, the 773rd meeting of iBoss 2626. So thank you guys for showing up. Thanks for being on time. I really appreciate it. Want to say a huge welcome to some new members. Over there is, y'all aren't going to believe this, but we are graced today by kind of a legend, a little bit of a disgraced legend, Emric Dreadway. Everybody just say a big hi to Emric.
Hello. All right.
Hey, Emric.
That's great. Hi. That's great.
Hey, Emric.
Oh, what?
And I want to say a huge welcome to another new hire. He's going to be filming, doing a series, a docu-series on the festival, the feast. You know, what is it they got up there? You know, they do it once.
The Feast of the Seven.
The annual Feast of the Seven takes place every night, right? Welcome to the crew, Douglas Manzetti.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm thrilled to be here. Douglas Manzetti, a different person.
Welcome aboard, Douglas. Now, Emric, you want to pick up some extra hours, which is a relief, because we have some, you know, there's a lot going on with Galspire. Emric, has anybody told you? You probably guessed, but Galspire is all hard light now. Kind of an open secret, but it's all hard light. They tore down the old one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh. Believe it or not, you probably saw though. You're an old pro.
Well, I must tell you, I was very doubtful when I realized I really need some work, and that is kind of my area of expertise, the hard light construct. So I'm glad to hear that. It looks amazing. I don't know who is in charge, but it's beautiful.
Dad, here's what I want for you to do. I want you to roll a sway. And this sway roll is going to be convincing this unnamed gentleman, who I'm going to call...
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be good.
Brace your asses, everybody.
Justin.
Oh, God, nice.
And I want you to try to convince Justin for the tier of work that you are ready for. Better work, higher responsibility, more information. Fair?
Certainly.
All right.
All right. So... roll sway, correct?
Correct.
What is this? Controlled? Desperate? Risky?
Let's call it controlled.
What are you, I know you've been out of the game for a while.
Yes.
Where are you at right now, skills-wise, Emric?
I am really at the top of my game, to be honest with you, because while I have, as you say, been out of the game for a long time, I have been focusing on refining projections, hard light projections, to the point where I have even developed an incredibly complex, believable, realistic human avatar. Wow. When it comes to hard light.
Wow. Huge stuff. Huge stuff. We can all agree, right? Huge stuff.
Huge stuff, boss.
And if I'm able to sway you, I will demonstrate this projection to you.
You know, it's so rare people just openly say that they're attempting to sway you. I appreciate your forthrightness.
Convince you, then. So, standard. And I can't afford bonus die because I haven't stressed yet. De-stressed. Okay.
Oh. You can do it.
614.
Wow.
Woo!
Great job, Dad. Great job.
Now, wait, is that Justin or Justin telling me great job?
Whoa. That was Justin.
Yeah, okay. This guy's not your dad in the game.
Hey, you did a great job.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
No, that was Justin.
That was Justin.
Okay.
okay.
May I show you my projection?
No, I've already been swayed. Yeah, go ahead. You know what? Now I'm curious. Now you piqued my curiosity.
Well, I mean, if only to convince you that I can work at the highest level. And he flips open the Give a Ghost and projects Scott Bowflex.
Wow.
Scott, I would like you to meet Justin, who is not my son.
It's weird. People don't often clarify that as much as they should.
I appreciate
when I'm
it.
Introduced to people all the time, I'm not told whether or not they're their son.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Scott Boldflex, and I'm just realizing I only have one voice for real guys. You know, it's just this one. One voice for guys. Guys that are more guys than me. And I just have this one voice for guys.
And I recall Scott. I recall Scott into the Give a Ghost projector.
Thank fuck. That is really impressive.
No, I said I recalled Scott.
Fuck off, Dad. Eat shit forever. All right, listen, I gotta, can I draw you in over here for a second?
Another huddle?
This is just to Imrik.
Oh,
you're kind of a legend. And so, I think that I can trust you with this. We've actually been having a little bit of a problem with the new Gullspire. The eggheads call it a foci sync loss. Mm-hmm. Where
yes.
These are project, you know, we have redundancies in the projection, so one goes down, the others can cover it. But what we've been having is every once in a while, and nobody quite understands why, they're losing sync. And just for like a millisecond, you know, a half second, I'm exaggerating. No one's noticed yet because it tends to happen during the fireworks, right? So I'm thinking that there's some sort of sync issue. I don't know if it's the sound, the energy displacement, what, but it's causing these foci to step out of sync for like a half second during the show. So I'm hoping that maybe you can... You can go over some of these schematics and try to work that out.
That is right in my wheelhouse.
You keep it between us, though. Right?
No, absolutely. I'm sensitive stuff. And may I just say that if I were to have a son, I would want him to be just like you. Just
wow.
I just feel a close bond to you.
I didn't see that.
Wow.
Okay. It's gonna be that kind of day. All right. Wow. Thank you so much. From you, like a disgraced legend like you, that really means something.
I don't know really. About disgraced. I stepped away.
Agree
of my
to disagree.
Accord.
It's over. Okay, so let's do a vice roll that you got to see how effective this. He's given you some schematics and a lot of information to study about it. Because you did a really good sway roll. So let's see if you can get
you
some
can,
good
by the way,
payoff.
I've just learned there's a button that says Indulge Vice on your sheet. You can click that. It's where you're to the top where like all your information is.
Okay.
Underneath, just above your stress tracker, there's a little button on the
I
right
see
side.
It, yes.
Yeah. If you just click it.
So I can just click that
yep.
to do the roll?
Yep.
Oh, okay. How, it's asking me if I want to do bonus die?
None.
Dice?
No.
No, okay.
So clear three stress.
Three?
Yes. Okay. You can also roll again for one coin.
If you pay a coin.
For one sweet.
To remove more?
Yes.
Yeah. This is going to be a big job.
I got a sweep back from Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it again. Let me get rid of one of my coins.
Just don't overindulge.
Well, he has seven stress, so he can't.
Well, he had seven stress. Oh. Now he has four.
Can I take the lower one?
No.
No. So
you
that's
a six.
That's a six. That's six. He had five stress, and now he has a bad thing.
And this hasn't happened to us yet. Okay. So when you overindulge, you make a bad call because of your vice. Select an overindulgence from this list. Attract trouble. Brag, lost, or tapped.
Brag?
Yeah, if you brag, you gain 2 heat. If you're lost, your character vanishes for a few weeks. Play a different character until this one returns from the bender. Attract trouble. You roll an additional entanglement. Tapped, your current purveyor cuts you off. Find a new source for your vice.
Dad, I'm going to say either brag or tapped. I'm going to have you choose one of those.
Tell me again about tapped.
Tapped just means that you can't use these guys for any more stuff.
So in future jobs, you can't say, I'm going to the iBoss again for more work.
Okay.
Or we take on some more heat. Who gives a shit?
I don't want to take... No. I have a contingency plan. Well, I've already got the gig, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate to cut myself off from 2626. I worked
Just
so
Just take
hard.
A little heat.
Just take a little heat.
What's a little heat between friends?
All right, I'll brag about it.
All right, so almost as soon as he asks you to keep it between the two of you, you start telling some of the other guys around the table who you wanted to impress, who also think you're disgraced, about this work that you're taking on. And one little squirrely-looking lady who seems like she's playing both sides.
Well, can I do the brag first?
Yeah, go ahead and do the brag first, I guess. We'll do that in character.
Well, disgraced my ass. I guess now we know who's king of the hill and who is the disgraced guy.
Great, great bragging. So I'm going to add 2
You've
heat.
You bragged before.
Okay. And
when you do clear your stress.
Yeah, clear that fucking stress. Then,
it's Matt. Out.
Trav, we pivot over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to approach the barge.
Approach the barge.
The fireworks barge. And two reasons. One, I want to see if there is a egress via the waterway, whatever waterway is that barge is on. Is it a closed circuit or is it something that we could potentially use to escape? I also want to investigate the barge itself. I want to find the person in charge of the barge. Are they large?
Okay, so you want to go...
Wait. I just realized I interrupted you doing a squirrely woman thing, Juice. Did
she
you
just nodded.
No,
you just watched her nodding knowingly.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But in a squirrely way.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Stop it. Travis.
Yeah?
I need someone on this show. I need a constant on this program.
No, you're rolling up to the barge.
Yep.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh.
Can I help you with something? This isn't really part of the, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm actually, I'm not just a guest here. I'm Beef Punchley, and I, you know, I've at this point been taking a pretty passive role, but I'll tell you. I'm big into explosions and fireworks and all that stuff. And I just honestly just wanted to see what was kind of happening here. Maybe this is maybe I could put in for a transfer to Ephemera and see if I can be part of this explosive lifestyle.
Wow. Okay, let me get the guys over. And you see this guy rise to his full height. He's thin. He's got a short cropped hairstyle, and his the rest of his family joins him.
Oh, it's a family business.
Yeah, my name is Randy DeBarge. That's Mark DeBarge, yeah. James DeBarge, El DeBarge, yeah. and Bunny DeBarge.
And who's the in charge DeBarge?
I'm the in charge DeBarge.
Have you met Large Marge DeBarge?
No, Randy DeBarge is I'm sort of the one who's run the show. We let El be the front man because he's kind of the seems weird to say about your brother, but the sexy one.
Yeah, I get that.
So, but we all run DeBarge.
You know, if I had brothers, I bet everyone would know who the sexy one was right off the bat. Like we wouldn't even have to discuss.
I don't have any doubt about that. So, we don't really do like tours or any. I mean, what is it that you're wanting exactly?
Oh, just like how does it all work? Are you guys still running around, you know, with Zippo's light and all the fuses yourselves?
These days, it's all computers.
That's James DeBarge. He's got glasses on.
Whoa. These days, it's all run by computers.
The smart DeBarge.
Oh, so the computers are running around lighting all the fuses?
There's no fuses. It's all electrically charged.
Huh.
A simple, and Bunny gives him a withering look. Oh, I guess I shouldn't be talking to you. I just get really excited when I hear anybody bring up computers.
No, listen, I understand. You know, there's a fighting game, like an arm wrestling game based on me. It's all programmed with computers. It was very exciting. I was very involved in the testing of it.
Oh, so you know a little bit about computers going in already.
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said?
I love when I meet somebody else who already cares a lot about computers.
Well, I care deeply about computers. Did you design the computer that runs all of this?
Bunny is like, like
hopping
clearing your throat. Like, yeah, Bunny's hopping mad, and James DeBarge is like, listen, I don't think Bunny wants me to tell you any more about the computers.
And you see the rest of the DeBarge family kind of go back to working on other parts of DeBarge.
I'll tell you what, how about we make it a little fair, right? I'm a big, strong dude. Looks like you guys got a lot of work here. We'll have an arm wrestling competition. It's kind of what I'm known for. If I win, I would love to just learn everything about it, just because I'm fascinated both by computers and by fireworks and knowing that they're related. Oh, my God, get out of here. And if I lose, I'll carry stuff around for you, and I'll do, like, heavy lifting for y'all for a while, and nobody will have to lift a finger.
I mean, that all sounds good to me, but I'm not going to be the one arm wrestling you.
Oh, no, that's fine. I can arm wrestle anybody.
Can you arm wrestle Chico DeBarge?
And then a door of the barge,
oh boy,
slams open, and you see the biggest, least handsome, most intimidating member of the DeBarge family, mm-hmm. Chico DeBarge,
yeah.
who sits down at a table and says, I hear that we're doing arm wrestling.
Uh-huh.
How often does Chico barge into the room saying that incorrectly?
Did I hear someone say arm wrestling?
Why did I make him a fail? This is so hard.
It's so good.
And I'm sorry to Jupiter, who's like tracking voices.
This is a perfect excuse for you to use the same voice. They're on the same family.
Yeah, but they're different people, Dad. You know, DeBarge.
Well, just slow down. Change the pace of the delivery.
The pitch. Oh.
This is my silent brother, Chico DeBarge, and he's great at arm wrestling. And so you're going to have to arm wrestle him.
Okay.
This is so cool. To think you can do arm wrestling and you love computers as much as me. I don't know what it's like to have a best friend, but I think finally getting...
Okay, so, Trav, you're going to give me a skirmish, right?
I sure am.
Or is this just fear? Okay. Chico DeBarge flexes, stretches, and he puts his elbow, his meaty, thick elbow up on the table of DeBarge.
Okay. What's the position here, my man?
We're going to call it risky because it's like in the middle of the, it could go either way.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it's risky. I will say it's like standard effect because like you're both beefy people. You're both strong.
Okay, let's do it. Oh my Lord. 3, 2, 1, loser.
Blast off!
Nope. Not this time.
Not this time. Chico is struggling for a bit, but then slams your hand down on the table.
Ooh. Been a while, Chico. Nice.
And Chico nods at you and gives you a thumbs up and walks back in
the
where
Chico's
he was.
Fucking cool.
Yeah. Man.
I'm sorry. I mean, I guess I can't tell you anything else.
But no, that's okay. I mean, you win some, you lose some. I totally get it.
You could, but you said you'd work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to go ahead while we're at it, J-Man, and indulge my vice for betting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good. Perfect, Trev. I love that. Oh, yeah.
That's five. One,
five. Stress two, cleared. Beautiful.
So that brings me to three. Perfect. Okay, great.
I can't tell you a lot about how any of the computers work, but if you come back tonight, you could do some, you'll do some work, do some of the lifting, right? Give Chico a break.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, I just want you to know, I know you're feeling it too. I'm feeling a lot of friendship with you, James, and I'd like to solidify it right here. With developing a friend handshake or something. And J-Man, I would like to acquire an asset of James.
Okay. You want to acquire James?
I would like to have one asset of James, please.
I would like to have, and with a side of friendship, please. No, you know what? If I get friendship, will you guys share it? Like, if I get some friendship, will you guys eat it? Because I don't want to have all the friendship myself.
I'm good.
Okay, just a side of friendship, I think, will be fine. And I would like my friendship to be rare.
Okay, so I guess roll for friendship?
Yeah, I don't remember. This was me trying to look up how to acquire an asset while I was talking.
Roll your cruise.
Just did this. He should be able to help you.
Roll your cruise tier, and then the result. So just roll one dice, or you can click the button that says tier on it, on our cruise sheet.
Okay.
So then he's
fucking great, man. Fantastic. With a five, it's like tier.
So that means it's our tier, right? So he's a tier one.
Tier one.
They have good imports.
This is I didn't expect today to go like this, but I guess you got yourself a friend in James DeBarge.
Hell yeah.
You got a friend in James. Hey, can I just say something?
Yes, please.
This is the best day of my life.
Ah, James, me too, man. I'm just gonna write you down here on my little notebook as an asset, James. If you don't,
Tori keeps track of his friends.
Yeah, my friend notebook. So I wrote friends on it. Hey, James.
Yeah.
Let's do our best friend handshake. You ready?
Yeah.
Engage.
This is so long. Hold on, I'm trying to.
You got it. You're doing it. James.
Trying to remember.
We're doing
all
of
it.
Whoa!
Just a few more minutes, right?
Best friends.
All right, let's stop there.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.